Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Your local team played twice this weekend, Friday night, Sunday afternoon, a matinee Sunday game. A lot of available seats if you want to go to a basketball game, look like. Now, the Antana game on Friday, I got to acknowledge with you guys, I did not watch much of the game on Friday. I do have the Antana up. I was not super interested in watching that game because, you know, there was a World Series game going on at the same time. And when I have to watch an Antana, I don't have the ability to, like, put a game on my phone or on my iPad, which a secondary game would usually go to. Like, yesterday, for example, the game tips at 3. The witching hour of the afternoon is wrapping up.
Yeah.
I want to see the end. Thankfully, I did with the Commanders hitting Hail Mary and all that.
Yep.
I was on the iPad. It's perfect. I got it on two screens. I'm watching football. I'm watching basketball. So when there's a counteracting sporting event, I'm not giving the Blazers in game 2 of the regular season access to my big screen.
Sure.
Didn't see a ton of it on Friday, but saw the highlights and then watched most of the game yesterday. Scoot Henderson was awesome on Friday night.
He was.
That was easily the biggest takeaway. Now, he did follow that up with a 2-of-12 yesterday, but he was a plus 20 coming off the bench. Seems a lot more comfortable.
Yeah.
Was kind of running the offense as your traditional point guard. Look, he's shooting like 16% early in the year from 3, so that's an alarming number. But from where he was in night 1 to where he's at least been the last 2 nights, he seems far more comfortable running the offense.
I'll be fully transparent with you. I actually did have this on my big screen in both.
What is wrong with you?
Both instances.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I was doing a lot of cooking on Sunday, bacon stuff, and so I had the red zone on the iPad.
World Series Friday night. World Series.
Yeah, but I had the
walk-off
iPad.
Grand Slam.
Yeah, I had the iPad right next to me. I was looking down at that. I love the Blazers. I love basketball, and so I'm kind of watching. I'm trying to watch closely, to be honest, as possible. If this thing goes the right way, I'm going to tell you. That was really encouraging, I thought, Friday. Yeah. To see what he did, especially considering after what they showed us in the opener.
He was really bad in the opener, and they were bad in the opener.
Look, debatably, you could say it was his best game. You could probably point to different box scores and say, well, last year, actually, Sprague, 10th game, final game of the year. this was huge. It was confidence building. He was active. He was all over the place. He was playing defense. I thought what he did defensively, he still has a lot of moments where I think he loses awareness.
Yeah.
He gets a lot of pick from behind plays where he's dribbling up and he doesn't know a defender's behind him and he gets ripped.
Yeah.
So he still has some turnover things that catch my eye. He was really, really good on Friday, especially contrasting that to what it was in the opener. Sunday was a little different. I thought he was good, but his numbers weren't good. He didn't shoot the ball well.
No.
Part of what I want to see from Scoot is I want to see a guy that just looks like he understands how to be out there, how he understands how to fit in with what his team needs him to do.
Or finds other ways to impact the game outside of just scoring the basketball.
Yes, and he certainly, again, did not shoot the ball well at all, so I'm not going to try to polish that turd.
No.
To me, it was more about impact in other ways. He led the team in assists.
Yes.
He found ways to make an impact in that way. I thought he's been pretty okay, pretty good defensively. And so you're just looking for any and every positive you can, considering how his career has gotten started. And oh, by the way, he gave us this gem in the post game.
Hee hee, Magic Johnson.
Hee hee.
Hee hee, Magic Johnson.
So is now is his nickname Hee Hee?
I think Hee Hee is good.
Hee Hee, Magic Johnson.
That's got to be his nickname now.
You know who we drafted?
Hee Hee, Magic Johnson.
Yeah, I think everybody in the NBA is going to have nights where you go 2-12 from the floor. Like, everybody's going to have an off shooting night. This is always the argument about CJ McCollum. When he's not making shots and impacting the game scoring, he did literally nothing else to help your team.
Yeah.
He's a horrendous defender. He's not a guy that's going to set up teammates. So to the point of yesterday, he was 2-12. Like, he's made 1-3, I think, on the year. I think he's like 1-10. Like, he's been really bad from three.
Yeah, he's not a shooter.
Field goal percentage is a little bit better from overall where it was, because yes, he was 7-9 on the game Friday night. Not a shooter, but he had an off-shooting day. He led the team in turnovers and I thought played pretty good defense yesterday. And felt like at times, I know he had four turnovers, but he didn't seem completely out of control. Like, he was orchestrating the offense at an efficient clip. Like, mm-hmm, he found other ways to impact the game. That to me is a good sign. Just like with the lows, you don't want to overreact too much, just with the highs. So you kind of ride it out. It's going to be a full body of work for the entire season for Scoot. One game's not going to prove one side right or the other side right. It's about how do you do it and how can you do it consistently in your second year in the NBA.
Yeah.
So nice to see him have a couple of good games in a row, although not great shooting the ball. Can I get some more Donovan Klingon, please, in my life?
It's interesting. They're bringing him along. He played 13 minutes yesterday. He played 14 in their first game. Yesterday was, you know, his first game, by the way, against the Pelicans. He had four blocks in that game.
Yes, he did. He was awesome yesterday in his first rotation. Yes.
I think it was Danny. I want to give him proper credit on this.
He's played 13, 14, and 13, to your point. The guy's not playing. People wanted to argue he fell in the first game, and that's why they took him out. Like, well, okay, he was fine. Whatever. He's played 14 and 13 minutes in the last two games.
According to Danny, he looked this up on a stat, unhinged stat. Like, Klingon currently has a block rate of 9.1%. This is from Cleaning the Glass. That puts him in the same likes of Manute Bol, Mark Eaton, Alonzo Mourning, and Wemby.
Dude, Haberstroh had a stat yesterday about their team rebounding when he's on the floor and how much
better.
It's the best in the league.
And it's early, but it's the best league.
I get some more Donovan Klingon, please?
Well, he also had a stat in the same game that said Scoot is shooting the highest percentage off screen and roles in the league, and I thought, how about we do Klingon and Scoot thing? You know,
maybe they should both be in the starting lineup because we're rebuilding and they're young guys.
Yeah, what do I know? Look, maybe this season the starting lineup won them the game yesterday.
It did. It will win them most of their games.
When they win a game, it will be because Jeremy's played really well. Ant played better in the second game than he did, I thought, the first. When that happens, you're gonna have a good shot. I think the other stat was they already have had their entire starting lineup have double digits twice. Last year, the whole season, they did it twice. So, like, the starting lineup isn't the worst, but I think this is kind of the question here is what the log jams are, or what are the minutes and how it's separated and how all that's going to sort itself out. They got an interesting one tonight at Sacramento. Turn and burn game at Sacramento.
Anybody freaking out about Denny Advia's start?
No. Okay. I think it's kind of what you expected.
Shooting 9% from three right now.
Yeah.
It's just a funny number, 9%.
No. I mean, like, it's not great, but
trying to find,
I think he had a
way.
1-for-9 game on Friday.
I think it's hard for him because Ant,
2 points.
2 points. Ant and Grant shooting have the ball so much.
Ant and Grant are taking the shots.
They are. He's 1-of-11 on the year from three.
Ant was 6-of-20.
So can I ask this question as we wrap up our Blazer segment?
Yeah.
Because I certainly know how I feel about the current construction of the roster. Like, we were just joking. Like, I know Klingon's not going to play 40 minutes in that. You're going to want to bring him along. I get that.
Can we get 20 to 25?
That's all I'm asking
for.
Well,
he didn't play more than 20 in college.
That's fine. If he can play 20 in college, he can play 20 in the NBA.
Oh. Who are you sitting?
Anybody. I don't
dare
care.
You sit Aiden. He's 5-14 in
game. I want nothing to do with, like, he's not a part of the long-term future. Like, how many games, this is funny how much we overreact. They're probably going to lose by 30 tonight. We'll see.
Well, they could beat the Kings.
How many games do they win before we start saying, what are we doing here?
Well,
because they should have won on Friday night.
Chauncey was talking about this with Jeremy last night of, like, how underrated he is. And he kind of took like a weird, like, well, we're never on national TV. You know, I was like, well, you never should be.
You win 20 games a year.
You get one.
But like, what's the record through 20 games that makes you go, wait a minute, bye-bye Cooper Flag?
Well, I'm not shocked what they did with the Pelicans. I said this on Friday's show. The Pelicans are terrible, and they don't have a big.
No. Here's their next four, at Kings, at Clippers, home to Thunder, at Suns.
They can beat the Kings. Those other games are losses.
Should be losses.
So what if they're 2-2 going into
tomorrow? They're 12.5-point dogs tonight.
They are.
Yeah. You watch the Kings?
I have not, no.
Kings just choked away a game against the Lakers on Saturday.
Lakers are actually playing pretty good ball early in the year.
LeBron saved them.
Yeah. Well, they're running an offense. I see that on social media. I just am bringing that up because I'm having the only concern I had coming into the year was when you have veterans on your team, like, they're going to win games because of, like, Anthony Simons is going to have games where he wins you games.
Yeah.
Jeremy Grant's a good NBA player. Nobody doubts that. Like, that, your starting lineup is serviceable in the NBA. Your bench is terrible. And that's my only fear because the ultimate goal this year, we need to remember what we want the finish line to look like. And the finish line is hopefully the number one overall pick.
Well, I'm worried. I am worried. Like, the Pistons are already 0-3. So you're two games behind them now. The Jazz are 0-2. The Wizards, we knew were going to be bad.
Yes.
And you're losing the race to capture the flag with the Nuggets.
We're already losing early.
The Nuggets?
Denver getting capture the flag? Are you kidding me? Oof. Can't let that happen.
Jokic gets hurt and they capture the flag.
I did see a thing of, I think OKC was, who's the OKC has LA's pick again this year, right?
They had the Clippers. They have a swap with the Clippers. And the Clippers are off to a nice little start. Norm Powell's playing well. James Harden playing well.
All right. Well,
it's three games.
It's three games.
That happens every year.
Look, the Blazers suck. I get it. I'm just saying.
I think you're freaking out a little too
much. You want to be, I want 14% chance. Give me 14%. Okay.
Would be funny if Detroit, does Detroit play? Because if Detroit won and we, or Detroit lost and we won,
we're already two games back.
It'd be
three games back. What are we doing here, damn it?
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.